Pope John Paul has summoned U.S. cardinals and other senior church leaders to Rome for a meeting to discuss the sex abuse scandal. This announcement came from the Vatican today without many more details. The meeting will take place sometime next week. Joining us to talk about this is John Allen. He is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. News reports about the planned meeting of these American cardinals call it extraordinary. Is this extraordinary? How much of a precedent is there for the Pope to summon American cardinals to the Vatican to discuss a single issue?
It is extraordinary, though it's not unprecedented. The last time that I can recall this happened was in the early 90s when the U.S. Church had a sort of logjam on how to translate liturgical texts, that is, documents used in prayer and worship. And there was an argument over inclusive language, which is the use of non-gender-specific language. And the U.S. cardinals were summoned to Rome to try to clear that logjam. So there is precedent for this sort of thing, but it certainly is indicative that there is a serious and urgent problem that the normal channels simply can't resolve.
This seems like a reversal of the position that the Vatican has had up to now, at least from an American perspective. The Pope has seemed relatively uninvolved in the scandal and how it's been developing over here.
Well, I'd make 2 points. First, if there was any doubt that the Pope was disengaged or out of the loop, I think we certainly can erase those doubts as of today. But I don't think it necessarily signals a reversal in the Vatican's consistent line on this problem, which is that this is a problem that the U.S. Church is going to have to come up with responses to. And so I would read this as the Pope's desire, first of all, to dispel any doubts American Catholics might have as to whether he cares about the problem, and secondly, an opportunity for him to inform himself about what's going on and see in what ways the Vatican can be of assistance. But I don't think I would read it as if the Pope has a new policy or program he intends to decree when he brings the cardinals together.
Is the Pope going to be in the meetings with the cardinals?
Well, that is certainly how I read today's announcement, and that would certainly be what's happened in the past when this sort of thing has happened. I mean, the Pope will undoubtedly have some of his key advisors with him, but I don't think you bring the American cardinals to Rome to have them meet with the junior official. I mean, I think their expectation is they're going to have FaceTime with the Pope.
What sort of options does the Pope have in a case like this? Can he call for resignations, for example?
The Code of Canon Law for the Catholic Church, in Article 1, specifies that the Pope is the supreme legislator, which means that in the end, all the power is in his hands. If he wanted to order Cardinal Bernard Law or someone else to resign, he certainly could do so, and it's not unprecedented. On the other hand, I think the Vatican, my reading is that they are extremely reluctant in this case to do that, in part because, quite honestly, they were worried about a domino effect. That is, if Law were to resign, there are other U.S. bishops who were involved in some of the decisions in Boston who might also have to resign. There are other U.S. cardinals who are accused of some of the same kind of administrative failures as Law who would be facing similar pressure. And so I think they're very reluctant to get themselves into that situation.
In the last few weeks, we've had a case of sex abuse reported in Poland. We had the resignation of an Irish bishop in a sex abuse case, and of course, all the revelations in the United States. Is it clear that the Church has a policy on this, an overall policy on this issue?
Well, I mean, at a very abstract level, canon law certainly provides penalties for this kind of misconduct, and so it's clear at a very general level, the Church has policies that says priests shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. But in terms of what the administrative response should be when it happens, there is no uniform worldwide policy because the Vatican has consistently taken the position that given cultural and legal differences, these are things that local churches need to work out. But at the moment, there is no uniform administrative procedure for what to do in these sorts of cases.
Thanks, John.
Sure.
John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.